And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Joey Pons, who is the Associate Director of Public Safety and Risk Manager here at UL Lafayette. He is here to talk about a subject that is on a lot of people's minds when they pass through campus these days, those of us who work here and those who, of course, the university has a very large footprint, and many people pass through our campus during the day. Recently, bike lanes were opened up here on the campus, and it is a part, as Joey will explain, a part of the master plan that is a forward-looking plan. It is in the beginning stages, and the bike lanes are a part of that. So, Joey, thanks so much for coming by to talk with us about it. People were very excited when I told them that you were coming to address the bike lanes on campus in a positive way.
Very much so. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. We're a little challenged because we're going to try to talk about visual things over the radio, so I'll need your help to do that.
That's right. Okay, get our minds thinking about bikes and what happens when we're on a bike. Before we talk about just specifically bike lanes on campus, there are general bike safety rules that, of course, in elementary school, they try to teach students. I think it's like fifth grade where the safety people go out and they talk about bike safety. But I guess maybe people sort of forget about those. And so maybe you could address that first, what we all should know.
I guess it kind of reminds me of the classic book, you know, Everything You Needed to Know You Learned in Kindergarten.
Unfortunately,
it's been a while for me, too. So it doesn't help to refresh some of that from time to time. And when it comes to bike safety, I just would like to remind your listeners some of the general things that we want to remember when it comes to bike safety. For example, there is a helmet law in Lafayette. There's an ordinance that requires us to wear a helmet when we ride a bike. Bicycles are supposed to travel in the same direction as motor vehicles. So the bike lanes, for example, on campus, people who use the bike lanes should go in the same direction as motor vehicles. The solid white lines that exist on the pavement are not to be crossed by either the motorist or the bicyclist. So if you come to a solid white line, don't cross it. There's a reason for that. And then lastly, particularly with regard to crosswalks and crossing the street with bicycles, the safest way for bicycles to make a left as they're using our bike lanes is to get off the bike lane and then to use the crosswalk to walk the bike across the street with the pedestrians. And we know that that's somewhat inconvenient for some of our students who are in a hurry to get from class to class, but we do want to encourage them to do this the safe way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it sounds like just in talking about the general safety rules with bikes, that a lot of it has to do with what traffic rules already exist and that bikes really should think of themselves as vehicles.
That's correct.
On the road.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. No matter whether it's on the UL campus or riding around town.
That's correct. That's correct. But of course, now that we have the bike lanes on campus, it is kind of a specialized situation. I know I've gotten a lot of calls, a lot of emails regarding the special pavement markings that exist. Mm-hmm. And the calls have come from really our students, employees, and even members of the community that are would like to utilize the bike lane or here motorists who are traveling, you know, passing through the campus.
Would like to understand what the bikes are supposed to be doing. Yeah. So address just a bit, if you can, how it fits into the master plan.
Sure. The master plan, as you know, is a breathing document. It's been in existence for a while, and it will last. It will be ongoing indefinitely into the future. The master plan is comprehensive. It touches all facets of the campus, and you know the development of the master plan. In part, is a result of getting feedback from the university and from the community about what it is that they want their campus to look like.
This was not just imposed.
Absolutely not. It's extreme. The process is very interesting to me, intriguing. It involves every facet. It's not just a bunch of engineers sitting in an office saying, you know, let's do this and let's do that.
See what happens.
No, it's not. That's not the way you do things now. You get feedback from all people from all walks of life. And they will give you valuable information about where you should be going. And the bike lanes is a perfect example of that. The results of the input going into the planning process made it clear to the university that the people want the university to be more bike friendly. And one way to do that is to have dedicated bike lanes. And so what you have on St. Mary now is a perfect example of the partnership that exists between the university and the Lafayette community. I mean, St. Mary is a city of Lafayette street. In order for us to make the bike lanes a reality, we have to work with the local government and make sure that their needs are met and that it's done in accordance with state, local, and federal standards. Mm-hmm. So it's really an interesting project.
And I do remember when that was happening, they spoke a lot about the charrettes that were going on around campus, inviting various groups to come in and express what they wanted to see on campus, how they wanted to see that roll out. So it was a very intensive process, and this is the result. The master plan is the result of listening to hundreds and thousands of people who are connected to the university and this partnership with the city as well.
Absolutely. And although it's not related directly to the bike lanes, I would encourage your listeners to go to the university's webpage and to look at the master plan and see how it may affect some of the things that they're thinking about, mm-hmm. and just learn a little bit about the direction that the university's going. By having this out there to the public, we're able to now take planning to a new level. We get feedback from people from all over the world, really.
Right.
It's an interesting process.
Oh, it is. And definitely, I'm glad you said that. It's very easy to find on the website. Just go, and it's a PDF there. You can either print it out or look at it there online.
And the renderings are really nice. It gives an uneducated or untrained viewer a really good picture of what things are going to look like and what they do look like.
So you don't have to be a city planner or an architect to understand the drawings.
You can be as dumb as I am, and you can certainly see it.
Well, Joey, walk us through then the process of the planning of these bike lanes. What the thinking was on how you were going to set these bike lanes up and the process that's going on.
I don't know if I can speak entirely intelligently, but I can tell you this much: anytime that you have an infrastructure like a roadway that is designed for a particular purpose, for motor vehicles, and then you change that to be used for something else, motor vehicles and bicycles, you're going to have some challenge. I'll give you a perfect example of how that sort of came to fruition. The bike lanes, or the bike path, officially goes from the intersection of St. Mary and Taft Street to the intersection of St. Mary and St. Landry Street. Now, for the portion of the bike lanes that exist on the main campus up to, say, the intersection of Johnson Street, there's wide enough roadway there to establish what we call a buffer zone. And you'll notice it's about a 3-foot-wide set of pavement markings that separate motor vehicle traffic physically from the lane for the bike traffic. That there's an added level of safety there, mm-hmm. and it's really good to have that buffer zone. Unfortunately, for the remainder of the bike lanes going from Johnson Street's intersection to St. Landry intersection, the roadway simply wasn't wide enough to accommodate the buffer zone. So what you see there is a bike lane that is similar to what we have established on Johnson Street at certain sections of town, where it's simply a single white stripe that separates the bicycles from the motor
vehicles.
Which
adjoins the car lane.
That's correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And while it's still technically a bike lane, it's not as safe as what we have on the main campus. So we need people to be very careful when they're traveling.
Well, describe and what interests a lot of people, because as you said, this isn't Seattle. And so we're not really very used to or comfortable yet seeing certain symbols and markings that are actually internationally recognized.
Yes.
So describe some of those things that are marked on the main road between Taft and Johnston Street that people might see that might be a little confusing to them.
The majority of the questions I get are surrounded what we call conflict zones. The conflict zones that exist on the bike lanes are wherever the motorist and bike lanes are approaching an intersection, where you will have motor vehicles and bicycles potentially turning on the intersection and motor vehicles and bicycles potentially going straight at the intersection. Where those areas exist, there are a lot of specialized markings. Now, these markings have been around for decades, and in places like Portland and Seattle that have been bike-friendly for decades, people are indoctrinated to that. They grow up with it, and it's much more familiar to them. Down here, we haven't seen a whole lot of that.
Chance yet.
And so it's important for us to use these opportunities to educate your listeners on how they can learn about these things. Now, as I said earlier, it's hard for us to describe this over the radio. Mm-hmm. So what we've done, we've set up a website. It's bike.louisiana.edu. There's a map there on the website that's very good. The graphics are very detailed, and they actually show the various situations, particularly within the conflict zones, and other information as well. But in particular, the conflict zones are described in detail to give the viewer an opportunity to see what those markings actually mean and what they should and should not do when they approach these areas. So we would like to encourage your listeners to take a look at that website.
I just had an image, though, of someone printing that out, and as they're riding a bike holding that paper on it's like, where do I go?
This is true.
Study it before you get on the bike or get in your car.
This is true. I'll give you a little bit of a teaser. For example, in the conflict zone, at the beginning of any conflict zone, you'll notice there are some green pavements on the roadway. That area indicates an area where motor vehicles and bicycles have the potential to conflict with one another, because depending on who's turning and who's going straight, there's an opportunity for the two to meet. The rule is that the motor vehicles are to yield to the bicycles. And, of course, the rule, Joey's rule is that everybody ought to look out for one another, because that's an area where a potential conflict exists.
Very wise.
Yes, ma'am.
Joey's rule. Is that on bike.louisiana.edu?
Not exactly, but maybe in an upcoming revision.
And the green area, that's one of those symbols that we were talking about that is recognized internationally. So
yes, ma'am.
Everyone who is riding a bike, whatever country they're from, should probably have encountered that at some point.
That's an excellent point because, as you well know, the university community is worldwide.
Yes.
We have students and faculty from all over the world. The bike lane pavement markings are based on a U.S. federal standard, but most of those markings are also recognized internationally as well.
So it's a good thing that we learned those.
It is a great thing.
Figure it out. So if we're riding a bicycle in Japan or France, we'll know what to do on the road.
You know, it never occurred to me until you mentioned that, but of course, one of the primary reasons why young adults go to college is to learn the ways of the world.
And that's what we're teaching them.
If they're relatively local students, this is a great opportunity for them to do that.
That's right. Definitely a way of the world in places where bikes are more numerous, and they are getting more numerous on campus.
They are getting more numerous. Anytime, in my opinion, anytime you deal with a university that is as old as we are, 100 years old, one of the primary issues that the physical campus faces is transportation and parking. I mean, the reality of it is that, you know, 50 years ago, every student didn't have a car. And while every student doesn't have a car now, the vast majority of them do. And so we're trying to cram that many more vehicles moving around in the same physical space. Mm-hmm. Issues are going to happen.
Right.
So one of the things we're trying to do by establishing the bike lanes, as well as the bike path that exists from the football, along Cajun Dome Boulevard from Eras Landry to Johnson Street, is to encourage students to drive the vehicles to Cajun Field and take the bike to campus and use the bike to get to and from class.
That's right. And, of course, you do have some shuttle buses, but what a great opportunity to ride their bike.
Yep.
And I know, of course, you all are putting a lot of bars around campus that people can lock their bicycles onto, but I think within the master plan, there are plans to have sort of bike stations that it will make it easier to care for your bike, perhaps store your bike.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Bike enhancements on our campus are coming, and they'll be coming fairly soon. There'll be bike stations as well as bike locker areas in some cases, additional areas where you can park your bicycle. Definitely look for that, and look for that in the master plan on the website. You can see a lot of that.
Okay, so find out more about that. And, of course, that will those stations and locker areas will increase bike traffic on campus.
That's right.
So these lanes that you have now will become more and more important, and it will be more important for all of us to understand how that works and really to use Joey's rule. I do like that about just being mindful of everyone.
Yeah, we have to be very careful, and we have to understand that young adults are going where they're going, and we're trying to teach and lead by example, but we also have to be mindful of the fact that there's a danger there, and we want them to be careful.
Right, and I guess just personally I've found that if I just, even though I don't quite didn't understand all of what the symbols, what they mean, if you're just careful and you're mindful and you're looking at what's around you, you start to figure it out.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's getting a little bit better. A few weeks ago, it was kind of nerve-wracking. I ran out of fingernails there for a minute, for a while there, but I'm getting a little better.
Because you are the safety guy on campus,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I am.
You do get all of those emails. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Joey Pons. He is the Associate Director of Public Safety and the Risk Manager on campus, talking about the new bike lanes that have been opened up this semester on the UL campus, primarily right now on St. Mary Boulevard between Taft and running across Johnston Street to St. Landry. And those lanes are now being shared by cars and bikes, and there's some symbols that are recognized all over the country and around the world that are there. And so it's a good idea for all of us to learn what those mean and to be very mindful. But you did mention a website that will be very useful for those people who do have to drive on campus or around campus, and that is the
bike.louisiana.edu.
Okay, and they've got diagrams there, and you can learn a lot about the new bike lanes on campus. So check that out, and then also just kind of be mindful of everything around you when you are driving through campus, whether you're on a bike or on a car. And also take a look at the master plan to see what's coming and to see how wonderful that vision is and how much better it's going to make the campus and the interaction with the campus and the community.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the for your listeners who don't get a chance to come to Lafayette very often, I can tell you that the campus looks a little bit like a bomb hit it. We've got some major construction that's going on, and it's caused some challenges for our students as well as for the motorists who both belong on campus and who are maybe just passing through campus. And we just want to encourage everyone to please exercise, give us a little bit of patience, understand that all of this is happening for the better. And before too long, it's all going to look a lot better, and it's going to be great for everybody. In the meantime, we've got to be patient. We've got to put all the distractions down when we're driving through campus and pay attention to where we're going so that we don't have an accident.
That sounds like great common sense, something we should be doing all the time, yeah, but especially now on the UL campus. So a couple websites, the bike.louisiana.edu for the bike lanes in particular, and then the master plan on the UL website.
Main page, yeah.
The main page. You can check that out and see what's coming up.
And if you're interested in what I'm doing, you can check out my webpage too, safety.louisiana.edu.
And you have a lot of things there that are of general interest in addition to just specific things on campus. I know you have a lot of information about hurricanes and information about what to do in times of crisis and just great, very common sense information.
Yep. Helpful tips and always looking for some feedback. So send me an email and let me know how I can help you.
All right. So that's safety.louisiana.edu. That's Joey Pons, my guest. That's his webpage. And then bike.louisiana.edu to find out more about the bike lanes. And again, whether you're a bike or a motor vehicle, just watch what's around you and go a little slowly.
And let's don't forget the third mode of transportation, our pedestrians. Let's be careful and mindful of them. We've tried to design systems within the campus that would encourage our pedestrians, which of course are primarily our students, to use the design crosswalks to cross St. Mary, for example. And largely that works well. Still, some of our students feel a need to jaywalk. We want to discourage that if at all possible, but we recognize the fact that despite our best efforts, this does happen. And so we want to encourage the motorists that are traveling through campus, especially motorists that may not come here often and realize the danger, to be mindful of the fact that pedestrians cross the street quite a bit and that there is a potential for jaywalking, and we want them to be aware of that.
Mindfulness, safety mindfulness here on the UL campus. Again, my guest, Joey Pons, longtime safety guy here on the UL campus, the Associate Director of Public Safety and Risk Manager for the campus. Thank you so much, Joey, for taking a moment and letting us know more about that. And we look forward to the master plan as it unfolds and makes life so much better for us all here on campus.
Thanks much for having me.